Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, could we have any at ease, please?
I'm back to order. Will the chief clerk please certify the journal for the previous day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the ninth day.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the ninth day be approved as certified by the chief clerk.
Is there any objection to the motion? There's no objection. The certification of the journal for the ninth day is approved. At this time, I'd like to appoint Representative Parker and Representative Branson to notify the Senate that we are ready to do business, to report back to us. Good go at this time. It would be the intention of the chair to recess at this time for the purposes of party caucuses to consider the Committee on Committee reports, and then after those caucuses, the Committee on Committees will meet in the Speaker's office to sign the report or make any changes if necessary, and then that will be brought back to the body. Representative Eliason?
Mr. Speaker, I would like to move to introduction of guests.
Okay. Introduction of guests, Mr. Eliason.
Mr. Speaker, we have a number of guests from the northern end of the Panhandle, Yakutat, here with us this morning. They're the junior high school basketball team. They're Tracy Jensen, Joe Jensen, Donna Williams, Susan Kent, Joe Russell, Byron Malott, Jr., Joey Klushkan, Shelby Shoda, Iker Ross, and Coach Tim Kenworthy.
Are there any other introduction of guests? Not Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Speaker, are there any announcements on caucuses?
Representative Hayes.
I could have a brief at ease.
Please stand at ease.
Mr. Speaker, there'll be a brief Republican caucus upon recess.
Representative Miles.
There'll be a Democratic caucus on recess.
Representative Randolph. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, the House will stand in recess to the call of the chair.
Stand in recess to the call of the chair. Order. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For the record, I wish to announce that I have been appointed Majority Leader of the Democratic Caucus for the 11th Legislature, and that Representative Pat Carney of Wasilla has been appointed the Democratic Caucus Chairman.
Record, please reflect that Representative Anderson has been appointed the Majority Leader by the Democratic Caucus and Mr. Pat Carney as Caucus Chairman. At this time, could we have a report from Representative Parker and Representative Branson, our delegation to the Senate? Representative Parker?
We did, Mr. Speaker, report to the Senate that we were ready to do business, and they wished us well and Godspeed and all the appropriate greeting.
Thank you, Representative Parker and Representative Branson. Representative Hayes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Follow up on the announcement made by the Majority Leader. I'd like to report that I was elected Minority Leader by the minority, and that Representative Branson was elected the Minority Whip.
Could the record please reflect that Representative Hayes has been appointed the Minority Leader by the Republican Caucus and Representative Branson the Minority Whip. Just for explanation, we have a whole lot of business that's piled up while we've been doing what we've been doing, and a lot of members requested they would like to go to meetings or lunch at 12 o'clock. So we're going to shuffle the calendar around, do the items of business that we need to have all members here for, and then we will dismiss all the members except the Speaker, Majority Leader, and Minority Leader before 12, and then at that time we will read in bills and resolutions and bookkeeping items, and that's all that will be conducted. So with that, we will, if there's no objection, we'll move to the bottom of the calendar, messages from the governor, messages from the other house, communications, reports of standing committees. And that brings us down to reports of special committees. Representative Anderson?
Yep, may we be at ease, please?
House, please read reports from special committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Committee on Committees has met and submits the following names of representatives to serve on the respective committees. This has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. Report was signed by Representative Terry Gardner, Chairman, Representative Charles Parr, Representative Nels Anderson, Jr., Representative Sam Cotton, Representative Joe Hayes. I have no further special committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson?
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Committee on Committee reports be adopted.
Message.
I have an executive order number 40 with a transmittal letter from the governor. It will be printed and placed in House Supplement number 1 to today's journal. I have no further messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
If there's messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate adopted the following citations this date, January 19, and they are transmitted for your consideration. In memoriam, Clarence Kramer by Senators Mieland and Ziegler. A citation honoring the memory of Ann St- Hospital 72 by Metcalf, Barnes, Byrne, Bettisworth, Moss, and Randolph. An act making special appropriations to the Office of the Governor and the Steering Council for Alaska Lands and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Hospital 73 by Rogers, Phillips, and Randolph. An act limiting the effective period of administrative regulations having the effect of law.
Commerce and Judiciary.
Hospital 74 by Rogers, Brown, Moss, Parr, and Smith. An act making a special appropriation to the University of Alaska and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Hospital 75 by Parr, Brown, Buchholz, Cotton, Freeman, Gardner, Haugen, McKinnon, Malone, Martin, Miles, Moss, Munson, Parker, Rogers, and Smith. An act relating to privacy and public information and changing Rule 65 of the Civil Rules of Court.
Judiciary.
House Bill 76 by Parr, an act relating to powdered alcohol.
Hess and Judiciary.
House Bill 77 by Barnes, Meekins, Byrne, Bettisworth, Halford, Hayes, Martin, and Phillips, an act relating to landlord remedies.
Commerce and Judiciary.
House Bill 78 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for funding of transportation programs during the final quarter of fiscal year 1979 and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 79 by Martin, McKinnon, Meekins, Miller, and Parr. An act relating to the practice of optometry.
Hess and Judiciary.
House Bill 80 by Martin, an act relating to chiropractic treatment.
Hess.
House Bill 81 with a letter and fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to trapping license receipts and providing for an effective date.
Resources.
House Bill 82 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to motor vehicle registration plates and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
House sponsor substitute for House Bill number 33 by Gardner. An act relating to state land formerly under a United States Forest Service special use permit.
Resources and Judiciary.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
With that, there is no calendar today, so we've completed the daily calendar. Brings us down to adjournment. Representative Anderson.
If there's no further business to come before the House, then I move and ask consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, we're adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.